Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, this is your host, Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the hard-rockin', joy-conjuring music of Torres.
I will not forget how your mascara ran for the corners of your lips. Everything.
Mackenzie Scott, a.k.a. Torres, is shouting love from the mountaintops. Love for life, love for her wife, and love for herself. It hasn't been all roses, though. The flute-playing theater kid and band kid from a Southern Baptist family in Macon, Georgia, has had quite a journey. She left home to attend Belmont University, a small Christian school in Nashville. The school has some perks. It's the home of the first radio station in Nashville, has 4 recording studios on campus, and also owns Ocean Way Nashville and Columbia Studio A. Mackenzie is one of a small percentage of musicians out there with an actual degree in songwriting. Her debut, Torres, was recorded while she was still a student, released in 2013. It was apparent that there was going to be some tension between her upbringing and her now being. The cover photo? Just a kiss on the cheek.
Always warned me of the kiss. I have been betrayed by the kiss.
She moved to Bushwick, Brooklyn, and became part of a scene nurtured by Sharon Van Etten, who continues to lift up other women in a still biased industry. Mackenzie sang on Sharon's record, Are We There?
I can't wait to refrain of nothing.
For the soul-bearing Sprinter on Partisan Records in 2015, she went to England and worked with producer Rob Ellis, known for working with PJ Harvey.
Word of life on severed tree. I picked it up and took a swing.
He also produced the RD Electronic 3 Futures, released in 2017, which was picked up by 4AD and bang! Torres toured with Garbage, Brandi Carlile, Courtney Barnett, Living the Dream. That didn't stop the label from dropping her. Brutal. After some hard times recovering and deciding if she even wanted to keep making music, thankfully she started writing again. She self-produced Silver Tongue, and Merge Records picked it up. It was released in January of 2020, just in time for the world to lock down. Thankfully, Torres' wife, visual artist Jenna Gribben, has a hell of a work ethic. Mackenzie realized she didn't want to be the partner doing nothing during lockdown, and going to therapy helped too.
You talk about being in a really happy relationship, and your connection with Jenna seems so strong, and I don't think of you as someone who stays idle, but you have said that she's the one who encouraged you to start working on this record during the pandemic.
She did. She's a painter, and she basically is working every day. I mean, in the studio, painting around the clock. And she didn't really let any time go by during the pandemic. She was just kind of like, well, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. And I was like, wow, I probably need to take a page out of her book and not pout, which is, you know, I pouted for maybe a month, and I didn't know, you know, I didn't know when I was going to start making another record. And then she was like, you know what, if you come out of this with something, it's because you made it. And if you don't, it's because you didn't.
She worked with Rob Ellis again, and he asked her to write classic songs. She went all in on craft, listening to her favorites and looking under the hood, even writing Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head at the same BPM as Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. At the same time, she remained true to her non-binary subversive heart. Things went kind of fast. The joyous, hooky, and dare we say sultry, Thirstier was released in summer of 2021 on Merge Records. For this performance, recorded in the KEXP gathering space, Mackenzie and the band played four songs from the record. We are more than excited to present Torres, live on KEXP.
But now we're
You just heard Torres with the songs Are You Sleepwalking and Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Torres.
Was on my way to see a seer on 14th, the morning you fell 30 feet, your body broken on concrete across the country. It's all the same to me. I have never known peace. Now all I can do is cry and worry. I hounded you to stay on the ground. It'll haunt me forever. The way you came down, you'd never listen to me. You took such a big leap. Never.
I'm sorry for all the times I made you feel guilty for sleeping. Never want another love as long as you live. Baby, keep me in your fantasies. Baby, even though you live with me, the more I look, the more I see. As long as I'm around, I'll be looking for nerves to hit.
And that was our live session with Torres. You heard the songs Big Leap and Thirstier. Shout out to our partner station KSLU 90.9 at Southeastern Louisiana University. The second song from this session was also featured on KEXP's Song of the Day podcast, a great resource for new music discovery and always curated by KEXP DJs, Never Algorithms. Subscribe to get a new song each weekday by searching for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.